That first night in it with Ob and May was as close to paradise as I may ever come in my life. Paradise because these two old people, who never dreamed they'd be bringing a little girl back from their visit with relatives in Ohio, started from the minute we pulled up in Ob's old Valiant to turn their rusty, fallen-down place into a house just meant for a child. May started talking about where they'd hang the swing as soon as she hoisted herself out of the front seat. May was a big woman. And Ob was designing a treehouse in his head before he even got the car shut off. I was still so sick to my stomach from traveling all those curvy West Virginia roads that all I could do was swallow and nod. Swallow and nod. Try to smile without puking. But when we got inside the trailer, it became plain to me at once that they didn't need to do any great changing to make a little girl happy. First thing I saw when May switched on the light were those shelves and shelves, seemed every wall was covered with them, of whirligigs. I knew what they were right off, even though they weren't like any whirligigs I'd ever seen. Back in Ohio, people had them hooked to their fences or stuck out in their gardens to scare off the birds. And they'd be mostly the same everywhere. A roadrunner whose legs spun in the wind, or maybe a chicken or a duck. Cartoon characters were popular. Garfield was in a lot of gardens with his arms whirling like crazy in the breeze. I'd seen plenty of whirligigs, but never any like Ob's. Ob was an artist. I could tell that the minute I saw them. Though artist isn't the word I could have used back then, so young. None of Ob's whirligigs were farm animals or cartoon characters. They were the mysteries. That's what Ob told me, and I knew just what he was talking about. One whirligig was meant to be a thunderstorm, and it was so like one, black and gray, beautiful and frightening. Another was Ob's idea of heaven, and I thought his angels just might come off that thing and fly around that house trailer any minute. So golden and light were they. There was fire and love and dreams and death. Even one called May, which had more little spinning parts than any of the rest of the whirligigs, and these parts all white. Her spirit, he said. They were grounded to a branch from an oak tree, and this, he said, was her power. I stood there before those shells, watching these wonders begin to spin as May turned on the fan overhead. And I felt like a magical little girl, a chosen little girl, like Alice, who has fallen into Wonderland. This feeling has yet to leave me. And as if the whirligigs weren't enough, May turned me to the kitchen, where she pulled open all the cabinet doors, plus the refrigerator, and she said, "Summer, whatever you like, you can have. And whatever you like that isn't here, Uncle Ob will go down to Ellett's grocery and get you. We want you to eat, honey."